Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good on Twins, bottom of the fifth. And we're very pleased to have the Red Sox Chief Baseball Officer Chaim Bloom with us. Great to see you, Chaim.
Good to be here. Can you guys hear me okay?
Oh, I can hear you.
All right, good.
All right, here's Reese McGuire, made a great throw taking inside ball one. That was something to behold because they had a pinch runner who could fly, and he gunned him down with a perfect throw. Quick release.
Yeah, well, that's a strength of his and really a strength of all the catchers we have in camp, and something you can expect will be more important with these new rules.
Ball misses outside. He bounced to short his first time up. 2-1 Twins in the last of the fifth inning.
So, speaking of the new rules, is there anything that when we went to spring training, flash forward to now, that you did not expect?
I don't think so, but it is interesting to see some of it play out. Obviously, the main purpose of these rules is to just make a better brand of baseball and get it closer to the version of the game that we all love.
I believe they called a ball there on the pitcher that's outside.
And, in doing that, obviously you need to have, for instance, with runners on, the disengagements that closes a loophole that otherwise you could just step off and reset the clock.
That one misses outside, a four-pitch walk. Of course, we haven't seen as many stolen bases as you might see in the regular season, but that's going to be a big factor.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see. When these rules were adopted in the minor leagues, stolen base attempts and stolen bases went up. And we have seen that in spring training. It's been noticeable but not so pronounced. It'll be interesting to see how it plays out during the season.
Bobby Dalbec made a nice play to end the top of the inning. He takes outside ball one. He was hit by a pitch his first time up. But what are your impressions of Bobby at short?
I think it's great that he got that opportunity just by virtue of the guys who are away in the WBC to play over there.
He takes a strike, bounces out of the catcher's mitt, but no advance.
You know, it's interesting. I mean, I really hadn't gotten to see a lot of Bobby on the left side, and that's where really he grew up playing. And everything I heard when I came into the organization was how good he was over at third. And he's just looked, really like loose and free and almost liberated to show off some of his athleticism playing over there. It's been fun.
He swings in. It's a one-hopper, now a couple of hops to the second baseman, flip to the shortstop, out, throw to first, safe.
He can run a little bit,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, he beat up what would have been a routine double play ball, though it was a low throw to first base by the new shortstop, Perez.
Bobby and I have something in common. He told me today he is 7.5% body fat.
Yeah. That's after you ran the marathon,
Joe,
right?
Why do you have that reaction, Joe? I mean, come on. But he did say that. He said he dropped, I think he was like 14 last. I mean, that's a lot. That's pretty good. And you can see that in his speed.
Yeah. Yeah, he's been, he's a really good athlete.
Ball one missing to Verdugo. Bounced off 5-3 and struck out.
So, talking about the rules, one guy that was under the microscope is Kenley Jansen, right? And he's really worked hard to assimilate himself.
There's a foul left side out of play.
And so, just from your perspective, I mean, we saw this the other night. He took 3 warm-up pitches on him. Like, and so the idea is that he gets in does the work in the bullpen. What's your take on what Kenley's doing and how he's adjusting?
He seemed pretty chill about the whole thing, and it's not like he's flummoxed out there.
Foul to the backstop.
I think it's interesting just in that, especially when you're closing, you come into a save situation. Not only do you have a time limit, but you're going to get checked for, the foreign substance check is happening on your way out to the mound. So there's a lot going on, and there's going to be some adjustments there. But on the whole, he's had an amazing attitude towards the whole thing.
Taken low for a ball. The bullpen certainly much improved. And Zach Kelly was announced by Alex Gore today, makes the club.
Yeah, Zach's done a nice job this spring. And, you know, not that you want to base it off of spring training. And, you know, obviously some of our guys, I think, are still rounding into, you know, really being locked in. But he has done a nice job this spring and shown a lot on top of what he showed us in September.
Fouled off the foot of Verdugo.
I think one thing with Zach that you could see coming, especially now as he gets more comfortable with that slider that he throws, is I think he's starting to realize how good he can be. This guy's got three good pitches that can all get big league hitters out in the strike zone. And the more he has confidence in that, I think the better off he's going to be.
2-2 pitch coming to Verdugo. He's hitting in the leadoff spot for the second time. He loops a ball into shallow left field. Left fielder on, shortstop out, and the left fielder Garlic makes the catch. He would seem to throw to first. He just does get back diving safe. He would seem to have the bat-to-ball skills and the discipline to be a leadoff hitter.
Yeah, as far as bat-to-ball, I mean, it's about as good as it gets in the big leagues. And, you know, I think he just likes to be in the middle of the action. I don't think he's going to sweat it too much wherever he hits in the order. And, you know, you can see, I think, with that leadoff spot, you don't want to make too much of it, but comes some responsibility to really put together a good at-bat. And, you know, when he's locked in, he does that about as well as anybody. We've seen it over the last few years.
Rafi Devers unloaded his first home run of the spring last time up as he grounds a foul to the backstop.
So I have to ask some newsworthy things. Like, how do these opt-outs work? Obviously, the opt-outs sort of would seem to come and go, but there hasn't been any announcements. What's the status of these guys like Alfaro and Tapia?
Yeah, it's all different depending on the guy. And without getting, you know, too much into it, I can kind of give you a general idea of how they happen.
Fouled out of play.
Where, you know, the language differs. There's different kinds. The ones where some people call them upward mobility clauses, assignment clauses, where basically, you know, the player can trigger something whereby we got to notify the industry that he's available for assignment to the major leagues. And if a club is willing to put him on the major league roster, they raise their hand, and we are then obligated to send the player to an organization that's willing to put him on the major league roster or add him ourselves.
Outside 1-2.
And if no one raises their hands, obviously you just go forward as normal. And then if someone does, then, you know, we have a decision to make. And then there's also just straight release clauses that you also see where a player just has the right to request his release, and we're contractually obligated to grant it unless we want to take that player to the big leagues ourselves.
Rafi checks. It's outside 2-2.
That was impressive. You got that out in two pitches.
Wow, that was very good.
That was pretty good.
In the pitch clock era, that's
right.
Not to be
all
taken
right.
For
so
granted.
Both Alfaro and Wright, you got it in between. Tough to tell stories in between pitches, let alone something like that, but it's both Tapia and Alfaro with those situations.
You know, so we all do kind of tend not to.
Line drive, fair ball down the right field line by Rafi. This will send the runner to third. Now stopping there is Dahlbeck. So a runner at third. That's McGuire rather. And so runners at first and third as they held him to a single with one out here.
So, yeah, so we tend not to want to say too much about any individual player situation publicly. But obviously a lot of stuff gets out there. And, you know, I think folks who've been following it know some of the situations these guys are in. And typically the exact dates of these things vary. They're usually near the end of camp. And once the player starts the process, then there's, you know, X amount of time. It's all laid out in the contract, X amount of time for the club to react. So these things usually happen over a period of a few days as we get closer to the season.
Here's Justin Turner now, a long single by Rafi, and he swings and hits the first pitch high down the third base side, fouling out of play. Dahlbeck at third, and Rafi is now 2-for-3 at first.
Do you have any idea about the date you're going to find out about Noah Song?
Well, you know, again, for another team's player, I probably shouldn't comment too much, but my understanding just from reading what's out there publicly is, you know, they've already said this guy is not going to be ready for the season and, you know, likely to open on the IL. So obviously, we got to see how that plays out, and you know, hopefully he's able to come back from this quickly, and you know, see if he can make a big leaguer out of himself.
So to clarify, for a Rule 5 pick, usually it's like, you know, you make the major league roster, or you get sent back, or you go through waivers to get sent back. But if you're on the IL, that can extend it.
Well, so yes, the player, you know, if a player is on the IL, you know, he can stay with that team, but. You still have to spend 90 days on the active roster in order to fully become, you know, quote-unquote, the property of that team.
See, you're educating young minds today. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Swinging strike at a splitter away. 1-2 with two out, two on. Twins leading 2-1.
And you brought spices to the booth.
I did. I was given by I have a friend today spices, you know, from Jerusalem. So we're pulling out all the stops
That's
here
excellent.
To try to get the baseball gods on our side.
Low and away, 2-2. We'll have to get the Moderna pizza from New Haven. Has been the good luck charm for us during the regular season.
You know what, Joe? We're going to have to plan in advance because I'm not going to bring these to work every day. But if you tell me there's a day, we'll come in, we'll sprinkle some of the spices on some New Haven pizza.
That's really going to
see what that does. If that doesn't give us good luck, I don't know what will.
2-2 pitch. Swing at a little looper, right side. Right fielder gross. Playing very deep, and he won't reach it. It drops in for a game-tying hit. Dahlbeck crosses the plate. The right fielder, Rosario, is playing somewhere out around LaBelle, Florida there. Wow.
Wow. Good pull, Joe. Can I tell you, though, I can't tell you how much praise you're hearing about Turner in the clubhouse. And I'm not talking about, like, you know, soundbite praise. I'm talking about, like, real conversation about what this guy's doing in very impactful ways. And, I mean, I know that that's probably part of the equation when you acquired him, but that must make you feel good.
Yeah, it absolutely was. And, obviously, we love the quality of the at-bat that he brings. I mean, he's as professional at-bat as there is in the big leagues. But, you know, this guy's reputation preceded him. And, obviously he did it in one place for a very long time.
Ref Snyder's got a run for him.
It takes time to, establish yourself in a new clubhouse, but he walks in the door with instant credibility. And I think what he's just doing is being himself. The same thing that got him so much respect in L.A., he's doing here, and it's just the relationships are genuine and the care for others is genuine.
Here's Yoshida, struck out looking and fly to center and a call strike. And, of course, I think Jansen brings that quality as well.
Yeah, that's, you know, you look at how much was accomplished over there, the period of time he was there, and he was kind of the glue of that position player group, and you can easily see why.
Yoshida takes it low, 1-1. I mean, you obviously scouted Yoshida extensively, and what he did at the WBC, I think, really made an impact on fans.
Yeah, I was just happy, you know, really for our fans, because there was obviously a lot of noise around the signing. And
takes a strike, 1-2.
Just for our fans to see what we saw and kind of see all of it, see the quality of that, the two-strike approach, the power. I mean, not even just the swings, the takes, how calm the takes are. Good sense of what he could do.
1-2 is up and away. That home run he hit off the lefty and a changeup was amazing against Mexico.
I still don't know how he kept that fair. That was really impressive. I asked him when he got back, and he didn't even need to wait for his translator. He just said, lucky. I don't think so. I don't think that was luck.
2-2 is down and in, 3-2. So here he was behind 1-2. Now he's worked the count full up. I imagine we'd see a lot of that with his discipline. Huh?
Yeah, I'm hopeful that becomes a real part of the identity of our offense. It's just 1-9, we're going to grind at-bats. Good at-bats. Top to bottom, we could be really hard to play against.
The 3-2 pitch, runner goes from first, and it's looped foul to the left out of play.
Well, that's a good example right there, right? I mean, it's just not necessarily going to do anything with that outside pitch, but just get a piece of it and move on.
Yeah, that was part of what appealed to us. I mean, the combo of knowing the strike zone and putting the bat on the ball, both of those were really elite in NPB, and those skills tend to translate well.
Another 3-2 pitch. Runner goes from first, and he takes outside ball four. Very disciplined at bat. There's a perfect example of what you were talking about. That hole at bat as Rocco Baldelli visits the mound and wants a new pitcher. Let's keep it right here with Heim while we have him joining us.
So he already made one adjustment. I'm going to tell you what it is. That when he walked the other night, it took him like 15 minutes to get off all his gear to get down to first. And this is a very real thing, right?
Absolutely. I mean, this is, again, we talk about, you know, is there anything with the new rules we didn't anticipate? Well, you kind of knew this, but it's interesting to see it in action. Now, if there hadn't been a pitching change,
right?
You know, there's 30 seconds to get all this done, including getting the signs, including anything that Huddy wants to tell him about, you know, what to look for with the guy who's on the mound and any, you know, his move to first, anything like that. That stuff now has to happen quickly. So, you know, what that means for the bat boy, what it means for guys taking off their equipment, all this stuff is on the clock now, so it really matters.
Well, Brendan Nimmo, I had a conversation with him 3 days before he ended up getting hurt on that slide, and he was talking about how it took him so long, and he was up against the clock. He didn't have time to put on his sliding pad, So he had to learn how to slide feet first. And sure enough, a couple days later, you know, that came back to bite him a little bit. But that was the first time it got on my radar, which is, this is going to be a very real thing. And then I saw Yoshida the other day. But right then, I mean, maybe I'm looking too much into it, but right then it seemed like he had hurried a little bit down first base.
Yeah, you know, it's part of the adjustment. I generally think about this stuff that, yeah, there's going to be an adjustment. And you know what? Once the lights go on, the games count in the standings, there's going to be a whole new set of adjustments. But when you look at these guys in these dugouts, these guys are some of the best in the world at making adjustments. If they weren't, they wouldn't be here. So they'll adjust. But there are going to be some things that some guys are going to have to work through.
Yoshida leaving for the pinch runner, Jaron Duran. And you look at Yoshida, 5'8", but he has a lot of power. Is that the leg strength that drives it?
Yeah. He, you know, that's one thing that despite, you know, being of short stature, he's put together. And, you know, we're fortunate this era. We have some pretty objective data on just how hard guys are hitting the ball, and he hits it hard. And he has power to all fields, too. It's not just that he only has pull power. He has real power the other way, which, as you guys know, for a left-handed hitter at Fenway, especially with his approach, has a chance to be really helpful.
No question about that. Jose Bravo, the new pitcher, with bases loaded. Duvall takes outside ball one.
Listen,
Adams come on strong with his power.
Yeah, there's no wondering about his power. You know, he can hit him a mile. You know, the approach is the key with him, and you've seen it get better and better as spring has come along.
He struck out and doubled today. He checks the swing, but not in time, and it's 1-1.
With Yoshida, there's not everybody who makes fans bring inflatable dumbbells to the park. So you know that he has something going on.
There's a built-in giveaway right there.
Oh, my goodness. In case people don't know, that's what they did in Japan.
Duvall checks the swing, and it's over the outer half for a call strike. What do your analytics tell you about Duvall in terms of his power? Does he have a lot of pull power, or is he more straight away?
Well, most of it's pull, but he does have the power to hit the ball out anywhere, which I think, you know, saw this with Hunter Renfro when we had him. Righties with plus power
are really
dangerous at Fenway because they can miss hit balls out to the pull side, but it takes real power as a righty to homer oppo at Fenway. And if you have it, now you're a threat everywhere.
Especially in April and May when the wind's blowing in.
Oh, yeah.
2-2 with two out and three on. And he takes it high and inside. Oh, the Red Sox really, in the last 40 years, have not had many right-hand batters who were dead pull hitters. If they were, there were little guys like Jody Reed or a couple of other middle infielders. But you seem to have that, especially with Justin Turner. He's a guy with that open stance.
Yeah, and if these guys can loft it there, you know, the homers they might steal, the, you know, singles and doubles off the wall, it adds up.
So the base is loaded, two out, and a 3-2 count to Adam Duvall. And the payoff pitch is loop foul to the right, out of play. Jose Bravo, the new Twins pitcher, up for their minor league camp. 2-2 the score. Duran pinch running for Yoshida's at first base. Ref Snyder at second. And Raffy at third. Here's the 3-2. And a swing and a miss. Got him away on an off-speed pitch. Can you stay for another half inning?
Sure.
All right, visiting with Chaim Bloom, Red Sox chief baseball officer. Red Sox do tie it after 5-2-2 in the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Network. All right, here we go to the sixth inning. Chaim Bloom staying with us as Caleb Orth takes over. And Jorge Alfaro is now catching. And Nico Goodrum goes to third for Raffy, who had two hits. Duran stays in to play left. Cody Allen in the center and Ramil Tapia in right field. Alvaro Hernandez, our Fantasy Camp Hall of Famer, doing a great job with the changes. Swinging strike by Christian Vasquez. And it's 0-1. 2-2 here as we play ball in the sixth inning. Red Sox and Twins. This is the deciding game of the Commissioner's Cup. Swinging a fly ball to center field. Allen in a couple of steps waiting and puts it away for the out.
Is there anybody high? Been anybody that sort of jumped out to you, you know, because it's one thing to acquire guys and and see hope for the best for them, but then you see them firsthand, especially over the course of a spring training, and like, oh, man, you know, like, that's the guy's a little bit better than I thought he was.
Well, you know, we obviously had high hopes for these guys. Can I talk about two guys who have actually not been in Major League camp for a little while that I thought really made good impressions? Manuel Valdez, who you saw yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, we liked this guy when we got him. I don't know that we necessarily got the best of him after the trade.
Call strike and it's 0-2.
You know, he might have been in a little bit of a slump at that time, but, you know, he's an interesting player, and he opened the coaching staff eyes this spring. You know, again, they read about him. Obviously, the trade we got him in was an emotional one for everybody, but then to see him, and, you know, I think it helps people appreciate why we felt we needed to make that deal, because he's got a chance to really help us.
Foul to the screen. Second base would be his best position?
Yeah, I mean, he can move around, but that is the most natural fit. And, you know, he's someone who's definitely on our radar. And then on the pitching side of it, again, someone who's been highly touted for a long time. But the work Brian Modett did in big league camp really opened some eyes.
There's a swing, a fly ball to shallow center. Allen coming in after breaking back initially. He recovers to make the catch.
Yeah, I think for me, they jumped out at Mata. And obviously, this you can do this when you have a 100-mile-an-hour fastball. But he just got in the game, and he attacked the strike zone.
Yeah.
Boom, 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 boom.
Well, you've heard me talk about it a lot. You know how much we push that. That is one of the things that's going to determine how good he is going to be. And that's true for every pitcher, but especially for him. He did that this camp. He's calm. He pitched with a purpose. He uses changeup. He really did everything we asked him to do.
Michael A. Taylor takes a strike. How about Bayo? He's looked pretty good.
Yeah, and you could see it last year over the course of, you know, first few outings. We threw him in the fire a little bit before we wanted to. And then once he figured out the Major League strike zone, he was really good.
It's funny, Richard Blyer came up to the booth, and he said, you know, when I got here, I thought I was going to be hit this tidal wave of analytics, and they just said, no, just throw strikes.
That's really, you could boil a lot of the pitching philosophy down to that. And that's been the center of successful pitching programs I've been a part of.
Check swing, and he went around too far. Caleb Orth, the interesting case. He had some problems early, but he seems to be picking it up.
Yeah, and there's been some adjustments with him over the course of the spring. You know, this is a guy, obviously, you know, we've talked about it. There's so much talent there. The stuff is good. We need to find ways to get him to be the best version of himself, because that guy could be really interesting.
All missing away. Two runs, five hits, and five innings for Chris Sale with three strikeouts, two walks, and a hit batsman. He had a good slider today that he didn't have in Sarasota.
Yeah, and you could see all the pieces have been there. You know, and some days all at once, and sometimes other days you see some of them. So puts us in a really good spot with him heading into the season.
Last ball away, 3-2.
By the way, Ord also, I heard, dominated at Top Golf last night.
It is interesting seeing whose baseball skill does and does not translate to the range.
And there's a pitch down and in, ball four. So Michael A. Taylor works a walk.
I actually heard that Bayo went from barely knowing how to swing a golf club to actually dominating.
Well, this shows you some of the benefits of athleticism, yeah. Right? Because what this guy does on the backswing, he's got like seven different things going on back there. And somehow, after a few, he was like, all right, I can figure this out. And he was able to time it up.
Really?
And you would be surprised, some other guys, they're really good at hitting the ball when it's moving, but when it's just sitting there, not as good.
Willie Castro hits the first pitch high to left center field. Back it goes by the wall. Allen looking up, and it's gone. Two-run homer just to the left of the yellow line there by Willie Castro, switch-hitting infielder. And that makes it 4-2 Minnesota. Both Minnesota home runs have been windblown. There's no question about that.
Man, that just kept going. I thought that was going to be an easy flyout.
Yeah, that was – yeah, the wind definitely helped, but that was well struck.
Hey, we're trying – well, good for you. Good for you for keeping it real for us. Yeah,
you know.
Jeffers' home run certainly was windblown. Back off Sale. Here's a Garlick, who had a windblown double off the wall and then flied to left.
It is. I'm sorry, Joe. It is the case of you want, like, your Yoshida's out in left field. Please hit the ball there a million times, right?
Yeah, this is part of what this time is for. Obviously, the wind's going to be different when we're up in the cold, but, you know, the dimensions are the same, and just you want some reps to see how the park plays.
4-2 Twins. Ort delivers, and Garlick hits one high to center field. Allen moving back. Not too far from the track. He reaches up to make the catch to retire the side. Heim, great to have you with us, and we wish you the best this season. All starts on Thursday.
Sounds good. Good to be here with you, and looking forward to some pizza once
we
get rolling. Yeah, let's
go.
Indeed. You hear that, Mr. Passari down there in New Haven? At Modern Up Pizza. After 5.5, it is 4-2. Twins on the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular-season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.